Chapter 6, in which Mr. Pickwick's obstinacy comes under siege, and everything is concluded to the satisfaction of everybody.
It's Winkle, Mr. Pickwick. I've come with Snodgrass. We've been walking on Hampstead Heath, sir, looking for tittlebats.
I beg you, leave me in peace, my friends.
Let him be, gents. This way. Any news?
Yes, I wanted to tell him. It's about the beauteous Arabella.
Never mind that. Sam, after our walk, we refreshed ourselves at the Spaniards Inn, and in the gardens, who do you think? That obnoxious clerk from Dodson and Fogg and the blighted Bardell with her brat. They ordered a potted meat tea with champagne.
And they were laughing about Mr. Pickwick. I fear they may seize his property, Sam.
I'll keep it from him. Best go now, gents.
What was the whispering, Sam?
Oh, nothing, sir. Oh, I had a word with Mr. Roker, and he don't object to you going down to the lodge and looking at the street. By way of a change.
The idea being that a glimpse of the outside might weaken my resolve, I suppose.
Such a thing never entered my head, sir!
Giddy up, mister! Whip him on!
Get your head inside, Nipper, and don't upset your ma.
Very good of your employers to stand tea, Mr. Jackson. I do like champagne with my potted meat.
You can thank him when we get down to our offices, Mrs. Bardell.
Must be important to summon me to Freeman's Court. I suppose Mr. Pickwick's relented. Can't be very nice in the Fleet.
It ain't meant to be nice. Sad thing about these costs of Dodson and Fogg's, ain't it?
Well, I'm sorry, but if you gentlemen do these things on speculation...
You gave them a cognovit for the amount after the trial, I believe.
Yes, just as a matter of form.
Where are we going, Ma?
We're going with this nice man to see about my money.
That's right, Mom, to see about your money.